Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rashard Lewis has been playing in the Big Three last year. He was on Three-Headed Monsters. They were 7-1 before they lost to Trilogy in the championship game. That Trilogy team, I think, went undefeated. They were badass, and they won that first season of the Big Three. I think one of the keys to that league now this year will be that they're going to be playing the games live on TV on Friday nights as opposed to that tape delayed BS that they did last year. Rashard Lewis joins us, NBA champ with Miami, played in the finals as well in Orlando, had a great NBA career. Rashard, thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio, brother.
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Hey, dude, do you think that league, do you think it hurt? How much do you think it, like, cost the league to, like, play the games on tape-delayed television, like, when, like, that sucked. I mean, that was just dumb. I mean, that was a great league, but how do you butcher that, like, and play games that people are watching that they already know the score to at Spoiler Alert right. City?
It sucked a little bit, but at the same time, it was the first year, so we were kind of, you know, get experiencing as the year went on, but we had a lot of fun, man. It was great. You know, it was exciting to go back home after game on Sunday and be able to watch yourself play on Monday. And we got a lot of good feedback, and a lot of fans was viewing the game. So I guess because of the fans, now we'll be on live TV this year. So we're excited about that.
You know, how great is it for you? Like, I play ball. I played tonight. I'm 52, but I still play ball 7 days a week, and I fill it up still. And I never stop playing. I play at a high level with a bunch of really good players here in New York. And I got to tell you, my question is this. Like, how great is it for you? Because it's the greatest thing in my life that I still play ball every day. And exactly. I play against great players all over New York City, all over Jersey, in a great league. How much does it mean to you to be, you know, your career ended, but you're still playing at a high level in this cool league?
That's the fun part about it. It's exciting because I still feel like actually it is professional 3-on-3 basketball.
Right.
But at the same time, the first game last year when we played in Brooklyn, when I walked out into the arena and the arena was sold out for a half-court 3-on-3 basketball game, I started getting the chills almost as I was back in as a rookie walking into my first NBA game. It just felt that way because being away from that type of crowd for a year and a half, you know, I almost forgot how to play in front of that type of crowd. And as the year went on, I mean, it just was a lot of fun.
I play, obviously, I play league 5-on-5, but I play 4-on-4 run, like, you know, pickup games in the halfy court and then 5-on-5 in the NBA court. What's it like for you to change your world and to bang 3-on-3?
Honestly, for a guy like me playing 17 years in the NBA, still have that fire burning to go and compete at a high level, but maybe not at an NBA level where I'm running up and down playing for 48 minutes a night or 82 game schedule, which is brutal. But the Big Three is perfect for a guy like myself that still have that fire burning, still feel like I can play at a high level, half court 3-on-3 once a week, not a lot of wear and tear on your body. I think it's perfect for somebody like myself and guys that want to continue to play if they feel like they still can play.
What do you think of your boy Clyde, the Glide, being the commish? Because, I mean, you and I both used to watch Clyde ball and play, and then I can't believe that he's doing it. I think it's fantastic to have him as the GM, you know, commissioner, compared to the guy you had in there before that everybody, like, I mean, at the end of the day, they turned on that guy. I mean, they did.
I don't think they really they turned on him, but I think Clyde's a great person to be the general manager. I'm from Houston, Texas, so I grew up watching Clyde when he was a college player, watching him play in Portland and then finish his career back in Houston. And now he's working with the Rockets on TV. So I'm familiar with him, and I know him since I was a kid. So it's exciting to be working with a guy that's a Hall of Fame and is a legend.
So how cool has it been for you to like be around guys like Ice Cube, and the fact that he loves ball so much that he started this league. I mean, it took a lot of guts.
Man, that's the fun part because, you know, like you said, he's a fan of basketball, and he started this league. But, you know, us as players, we watch Ice Cube make movies. We watch Ice Cube be in movies. So we're all a fan of his work. And so with vice versa, you get to see this guy work behind the scenes. You get to see this guy is hands-on with everything. He's not a guy that just creates something and sit on his couch and watch it grow. No, he's behind the scenes. He's there at every game. He's there on every trip. And he's making sure everything is going to move, and you know, we're really enjoying it.
So the draft is tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes, draft will be live on Fox tomorrow.
Wow. So how's the league going to be different this year besides the TV situation? Is anything going to be different? Are there more teams?
It's going to be a lot different. It's going to be a lot more familiar faces. Some of our teams, but you got a lot more familiar faces. Guys, Nate Robinson, Carlos Boozer will be playing this year. Amari Stoudemire is playing this year.
Sweet.
You got Glenn Davis that's coming on. Baron Davis signed up. Drew Gooden. You got a number. Birdman is also signed up on. It's a lot of guys, a lot of familiar faces. I think the fans will really enjoy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Your boy, did he just say, like, go through the litany of them again now. Did you just say our boy Amari Israel is playing
Amari
in
the... yes.
Your boy Amari.
No, he's on Tri-State. He's on Jermaine O'Neal and Nate Robinson's team.
All right, so, but now doesn't, like, because your boy Amari Israel, we love him here in New York. Doesn't he have, like, a wine company now, too? He's going to get, maybe he'll be handing out bottles of wine to the other team, getting them hammered before the game, and then you guys will take advantage of him.
Take that wine bath like that show you did.
Do you remember? Hey, and then Nate's got game, and the Birdman. Everybody loves the Birdman.
Everybody loves Birdman.
He had some off court, some stories, some good stories about his off court, man. People like
that's why everybody loves the Birdman.
I mean, the chicks are after him, trying to kill him. I love that stuff. Hey, so let me ask you a question. You went straight to the pros to Seattle. So you're experienced in that. What was it like for you? And what do you think of these kids that just blow off and go straight to the pros? What do you think of it? And what do you think of the NBA that they're going to start having this, like, G League relationship with elite high school players?
Well, I think the G League will be great for elite high school players because it's not easy jumping straight from high school into the pros because a lot comes with that. And that's off the court, living on your own, not being able to go to college and stay in a dorm room and really understanding how to become a man and live on your own. You know, it's not just basketball. I think off the court comes along with that. And, you know, it's like you get thrown into a fire at a young age and you have to grow up very fast overnight. And I think if some of these young kids are not mature enough, I think that affects them on the court by performing at a high level. So I think you got to really be ready mentally if you're going to make that jump.
So how much fun did you have playing with that team in Miami? I used to go down and watch you play. I got a place down
Unbelievable.
There.
Unbelievable.
How cool was it?
Oh, man, the best thing I've ever experienced. Obviously, Miami is one of the best cities in the United States with the beaches and the great weather. But not only is it a great city, I was on one of the best teams in the NBA playing with some Hall of Famers, as in LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Ray Allen. And we were all veterans, so all we wanted to do was win ball games. We didn't care how we won, we just wanted to win. And that was an amazing experience for me.
What do you think of Seattle, because you started there, that they're going to, it would appear to me, at some point or another, they're going to get a hockey team there and I think an NBA team again in Seattle. What do you think of it coming full circle and getting both? Good for that city?
It would be great for that city, because that's one city I know the fans would come out and support. My 9 years playing in Seattle, it was years where we didn't make the playoffs, maybe won 20 games. But every night we had fans in that arena cheering us on. We had fans waiting for us at the airport when we returned home late at night, 2 in the morning. That's one thing Seattle would do is support. I think they most definitely deserve the basketball team, hockey team, hopefully. But I hope to God that they get a basketball team first.
So you're 21 a clip last year, MVP of the inaugural Big 3 season. Are you going to drop 25 per this year, Rashad? You're going 25, son.
I don't know, man. I was honestly forced into playing at the end of the MVP of my team last year with Jason Williams going down the first game of the season. So it forced me to play a little bit harder, especially had to pick it up on the scoring end with Jason Williams going down. But I think I have a little help from some of the two co-captains I got, bringing back Kwame Brown, Mac Mood, as well as only having one draft pick tomorrow. I think we're going after – I think we have an eye on somebody. I don't want to say it yet, but I think I'll have a little bit more help, and hopefully we can just win. You know, the MVP just kind of came. I'm after that championship trophy. That's what I'm looking
for. Yeah, I got 30 seconds. Is White Chocolate coming back after that knee, or is he done?
Nah, he was going to come back, but he had a little bit of a setback on his injury. He's not 100%, so he said he's going to sit the year out. He don't want to re-injure it or injure something else.
15 seconds. You got to admit that that white dude can flat-out ball. I love watching that guy.
Flat-out ball.
I mean, he can pass.
I've never seen nobody like him. He can pass, shoot. Oh, unbelievable basketball IQ.
He is great, dude. I watch his rec league highlights and I start sweating. I mean, he has got just the sickest game for a white boy I've ever seen in my life. Like, I mean, my God, could that guy fill it up? Listen, hey, congrats on the MVP and all your success, your NBA championship, and your MVP in the Big Three. Keep rocking the Big Three. We like watching it here in New York late night. I'll be rooting for you. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. And the championship's in New York. Brooklyn is here.
All right, we'll come. You're going to give me tickets. All right, Rashad Lewis at a Big Three with us on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.